joining us here at halftime, one of the Davidson all-time greats, and Peyton Aldridge, first of all, it's great to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
Making the trip here, when you got inside this building, does it automatically bring memories back of not the loss, but the three overtimes in a career-high 45 points?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as soon as I stepped in, my brother-in-law said that's where you fouled out right there. But, yeah, I mean, it brings back. I mean, that's the greatest game I've ever been a part of. And even though it was a loss, I mean, it was so much fun to be a part of. I mean, it seemed like everybody was just making shots.
So you're playing in Turkey now. How has that experience been the first couple years? You were in Italy first. What's it like playing overseas?
It's a great experience. Just the, I mean, first of all, you get to travel the world and see everything, and it's beautiful everywhere. And then just the people you get to meet. I mean, the Italians I've gotten to meet, the Turkish people I've gotten to meet, and not to mention the Americans I've got to be a part of and be teammates with. They've all just been so welcoming, and we've all just gotten along so well.
How's the food?
I would have to say Italian food's a little bit better than Turkish food, but
I ate a lot of that growing up.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can't complain, though. It's it's all good.
So, Peyton, you come out of a program where the motto is trust, care, and commitment. What do you find that you fall back on from your Davidson days when you're playing professional ball in Europe? What is Coach McKillop whispering in your ear or in your heart?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just not every game you're going to be making shots or doing everything, getting the ball a lot. So it's just sticking to the details, trying to be as efficient as you can be on the defensive end, hustle plays, just trying to find those intangibles where you can affect the game when it's not always necessarily scoring and rebounding.
So you get a little break here, right? Why are you back home? And when I talked to your parents, we ran into Rick and Lisa at Duquesne a little bit earlier this year. They said you're going to be in town, and you had said, I absolutely want to go to the game. I didn't realize it's only about 3-hour drive, correct, from Warren, Ohio?
Yeah, it's only right up the road, really. I mean, when I saw they were playing here and I was going to be home, I just knew that I had to come see my guys. I'm home because we have a cup, midseason cup. Unfortunately, we didn't make the top eight to be in that, so we had a little extra week off because next week is also a FIBA break. So therefore, We got a big gap between when we play, so Coach gave us a chance to come home and see our families.
So how much do you keep up with the current Wildcats? I know you were able to spend some time with Jack Gibbs recently.
Yeah, recently we had another break earlier in the year, and I went to Belgium for 4 or 5 days and got to see Jack. I mean, he's doing well. He has a little injury right now, so he's not playing, but Jack's high-spirited, and that's not going to bring him down.
Yeah, I saw Jack and Connor Perkey get into a little bit of a Twitter war last night with with the St. Bonaventure fans. So if we took a picture of Peyton Aldridge or a video of Peyton Aldridge, the player at Davidson, and Peyton Aldridge playing in Turkey today, what's the difference? I mean, what parts of your game have evolved, changed, have you tried to work on?
Honestly, I think the most I've improved is defensively. Over there, you got to be able to guard, and we switch almost everything defensively. So I got to be able to sit down in front of point guards and at least not get beat to where somebody can come and help before they get to the basket. And I think I've really improved on that. Offensively, just continue to just fine tune everything, being able to shoot, beat guys off the dribble. It's not as much of a post game for me over there, just because everything's so physical and everybody's so big. So it's more perimeter oriented for me. But I'm just having fun with it, trying to continue to improve.
Before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on John Axel, because you're a guy that seems to be within every offensive record in Davidson history. John's another guy that every game we're watching him climb up that ladder. What can you say about his game?
John's incredible. I mean, just seeing him grow from freshman year, I was telling the guys over there that he just knows where everybody is on the court. He's so comfortable in the system. And whether it's points, rebounds, assists, it seems like he piles them up every single game. I mean, last game I looked at the box score and he had 13 assists. I thought John was going to have a triple-double in the first half. But he just does it all. And it's because of his motor. He plays so hard. And he's on the court almost the whole entire game, every game. And Coach asks a lot of him, and he steps up to the plate.
Well, Peyton Aldridge, thank you for the time. You are a joy to watch, joy to hang around. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you.